Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a brilliant Saturday, Friday, I should say. Brilliant sun going on out there on a Friday afternoon. Started out kind of bad, but it wound up really great. So welcome. Welcome into the sunshine, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. Right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's Friday afternoon. You know what time it is, 4 p.m. every Friday. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, back in the air chair, loving it, absolutely loving it, and loving you all out there who participate with the Ron Kelly Show. I absolutely appreciate it, and I thank you so much for your indulgence with my program. We've got a lot to talk about today, plenty to talk about. I'll tell you, the Republicans, the conservatives, oh my God, we'll get to that. You know, when you think they've done everything, here comes something else. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Bo Bergdahl and the what everyone seems to think is an ill-fated decision to swap Sergeant Bergdahl for five Taliban insurgents, and also the problems that are happening in Iraq right now. You know, we've pulled out of Iraq, and I think many predicted that once United States government or United States armed forces left Iraq, it would melt down into something that nobody wants. And consequently, that's what happened. We'll get to that as well. We'll get to the Hillary Clinton mudslinging machine is in full force. You know. We'll talk about that. There's just so much going on. So I really thank you, everybody, for joining me today. It's Liberal Radio. Proud to be a liberal. Proud. Proud to be a progressive. Yes. Not shamed. There's nothing wrong with being a liberal, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a liberal, scream it out the window. Yes, I am a liberal. Because you know what? Liberalism is not socialism. This is the fraud that the Republicans and the conservatives perpetrate on the American public, that liberals somehow want big government, that we want big deficits, that we want to, we frown on capitalism. I mean, really? Really? Do we? It's absurd to think that liberals and progressives frown on capitalism. Capitalism is what this country is built on. This is the most capitalistic society in the world. Sure, we want to be millionaires just like anybody else. Well, it's absurd and pathetic what the Republicans and the conservatives will stoop to, because they're experts in the old switcheroo. Experts. They're experts in the three-card money. You ever see it? You ever go to New York? Many of you probably have never been to New York or listen to the Ron Kelly Show all across the country. And in New York, they got the peanut under the walnut shells. Switch it around. Where's the ball? See, that's a Republican and a conservative switching those shells around. Because that's what they do. They're the masters of deception. Masters. So they all socialism. Oh, they want to redistribute wealth. What kind of nonsense is that? Redistribute wealth. If you're going to take from the rich and give to the poor, we're going to be the new wave Robin Hoods, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. The new wave Robin Hoods. And we're going to take from the rich folks and give to the poor. Capitalism is bad. We don't want capitalism. How would this country survive without it? It was built on it. But, oh no, those liberals and those progressives, they want they want to take money from the Sheldon Adelsons of the world and the Mitt Romneys, rather, the wealthy people, the 1%. They want to take the money from the 1% and they want to give it to everybody else. That's such nonsense. There's no such there's no such mantra in the Democratic Party. It's taken from the rich and give it to them. Give me a break. The only thing is they want everybody to have a fair chance at getting rich. That's it. In America, in a capitalistic society, everybody should have a chance at getting rich. I mean, give me a break. We don't want people. We want to take money from the wealthy people, from the Gateses and the Warren Buffets. We want to take their billions and redistribute the wealth all across the country. You see what happened in Lakewood, New Jersey, everyone. Lakewood, New Jersey. Here we go. Here we're talking about redistributing wealth. Lakewood, New Jersey. Check me on that city. If you want to Google this up. Lakewood, New Jersey. There was a homeless camp in Lakewood, New Jersey. Homeless camp where folks were living. And what happened was there was a court decision that the town would give each one of the homeless people some money, significant amount of money, substantial amount of money, enough for them to start over, get an apartment, you know, maybe clean themselves up, get a job, and join in this capitalistic society right here in the United States of America. And they gave them the money, and many of them squandered it. Many of the homeless people squandered the money, gave it away, spent it, drank it up, drugged it up, whatever the case may be, blew it. Just about all of them blew the money that was given to them by the town, because the town wanted to dismantle the homeless camp because they have an encampment there and the homeless were sleeping there and what have you. So they were ordered, so the town was ordered to pay each one of them a stipend. And we're not talking about a couple hundred dollars. We're talking about thousands of dollars. Many of them blew it, spent it, tossed it back into the faces of this town by spending it, not doing the right thing, not getting an apartment, not dusting themselves off and trying to start over. Did not do it. Spent it. And many of them now are trying to return to the camp because they've had their moment in the sun with the money. They blew it. And now they're trying to, you know, they come back. So this is what would happen. This is what would happen if you try to redistribute wealth, give money to people who are not used to having it. They'd spend it. It's absurd. But there was a court order. And they had to do it. Now they blew money and now they're all trying to get back into this camp. Drugs, drinking, prostitutes, strippers, whatever the case may be, you know, spent it. Drank Budweiser for the day instead of 50 cents a can, 50 cents a six-pack beer. They drank Budweiser for a couple of days. And so it's absurd. It's absurd to think that the progressive, the Democratic Party, the liberals want to take money from one person and give it to another. Look how many liberals and progressives are wealthy. You think they want to give their money away? It's ridiculous. But this is what the Republicans and the conservatives do. They're masters of deception. Masters. David Copperfield has nothing on the Republicans and the conservatives. Chris Angel, these great magicians, have nothing on the Republican Party and the conservatives and the Tea Party, because they are the masters of deception. They'll have you believing what they're showing you. So you have to be careful. You got to wear your 3D glasses when you're around them. You have to protect yourself from the deceptive ways of the Republican Party. All right, everybody, it's a few minutes past the hour. Thank you so much for joining me today. The official website of The Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com. That's www.theronkellyshow.com. Where there's a wealth, a cornucopia, if you will, of information regarding yours truly, and also the Ron Kelly merchandise store. You can purchase an item from the Ron Kelly merchandise store. You go there, you order it, and what size you want, and it'll get to you in short order. And when you step out the door with your tote bag or whatever the case may be, you can tell the world that you're well informed because you listen to the home of liberalism and not socialism, liberalism. It's the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody. So Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor. You know, because here's the Ron Kelly Show. Let me just back up for a minute. Here's the Ron Kelly Show. We talk politics, but plain talk politics. You don't need a PhD to listen to this program. Plain talk, not the double talk that you hear on the conservative and the Republican and the conservatives or right wing talk shows with the vicious host Mark Levin. Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, vicious talk show hosts. No. We don't do that here on the Ron Kelly Show. It's plain talk. It's the facts. Because the facts are the facts. You can't fool around with the facts. And the fact of the matter is that the Republican Party and conservatives are the masters obsession. So we go back and so Eric Cantor, a Republican congressman from Virginia, actually, who was House Majority Leader in the Congress, loses to someone who ran a virtually unknown college professor, and I'm not talking about a big Ivy League university either. I'm talking about a small school. Someone who's virtually unknown who ran a campaign on a shoestring wins. David beats Goliath. Handily, no less. And, you know, this, you can't make this stuff up. Now, the Republicans will come out and, the spin machine, pardon me, the spin cycle is already in full gear with the Republicans. Stunned, underdog, no money, David Brat. Who the heck is David Brat compared to Eric Cantor, who was the House Majority Leader in the Congress, because you know the Republicans some would think is a substantial edge in numbers in the Congress, United States of America, and Eric Cantor was the leader of the majority in the United States House of Representatives. Lost. So, the spin machine full gear. And then, you know, the old turnout, and this, that, and the other. But Ezra Klein, most everybody knows who this man is, has a theory for the House leaders. They're saying that Eric Cantor, voters who turned out for Eric Cantor in 2012, who voted for him, stayed home. So that's how Cantor lost. They're saying that Eric Cantor did a bad job getting his people to the polls, which is that's wrong. It's an excuse. It's wrong. Because actually the turnout in the 7th congressional district that Eric Cantor represented was higher than in any recent congressional primary in the state, in both vote total and in turnout percentage. So people came out to vote, but they voted against Eric Cantor. And see, here's the deal now. You know, there's the Tea Party people kind of laughed them off, and, you know, laughed the Tea Party off. Oh, they're not going to be nothing. They'll come and go like the libertarians. They'll be just a nuisance. Like the libertarians, a Green Party, if you will. And they'll just be a nuisance. Well, yeah, they turned out to be a nuisance, all right. And they have won seats in Congress. They have. Thought to be a nuisance. Turned out to be a really big nuisance. And there's more than one Republican Party, folks. There's more than one. Because you have the Republicans, you have the conservatives who don't want to be known as Republicans, and then you have the Tea Party. So you got three factions running right now in the Republican Party. Three. Three. Again, you have the Republicans, the plain old Republicans who are all right with being known as Republicans, and they have their mantra. Then you have the conservatives, people who don't want to be known as Republicans, people who purport to be different, to have different ideas, different values than the regular Republicans. And then you have the Tea Party. So that's three different factions of one party. The Dems are the Dems. The Democrats are the Democrats. That's it. You don't have the right-swinging conservative Democrats and all, you know, different factions of the Democratic Party. Democrats are the Democrats. Now, Democrats do run against each other, sure. They do run against each other. Pardon me. I'm going to get some water during the break. They do run against each other, but they don't have different factions like the Republicans do. So this is the deal right now. And the Tea Party is creeping in. You know, see, the Republicans and the conservatives need to stop worrying about the Dems. Stop worrying about the Dems. You need to worry about the Tea Party. And Republicans are so stubborn, they refuse, flat out refuse, to move into the 2014s. This isn't the times of the 50s, Father knows best. Things aren't like that anymore. They got to get with the program, but they refuse. And they just fall further and further out of favor with the public, with the mainstream America. Because their ideas are for pre-World War II. their ideas don't fit in today's society. The things they hold near and dear don't fit in today's society. Things have advanced. Things have changed. It's not the way it was. And they continue to push these old fashioned values that are just not resonating with the common man. So they don't give it the program. They'll never put it. There would never be a Republican in the White House as long as they hold on to the values and positions they hold right now, the Republican Party. They'll never put anyone in the White House. They've got to approach immigration. There's got to be some kind of immigration reform. There's got to be. And Republicans have to, they have to move up. But they won't. Because they're stubborn like that. They won't. We know what's good for you. Yeah. You don't even know what's good for yourselves. Okay. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching at on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's every Friday afternoon. Every Friday afternoon, we emerge here on the radio and reach out to our brothers in the struggle, the liberals and progressives. We're here. So liberals and progressives, rejoice. Unite. It's Ron Kelly's show right here on blogtalkradio.com every Friday afternoon. And you can check me out during the week, actually on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock program, Princess and the Bad Boy, and Dr. Susanna Flores, clinical psychologist Dr. Susanna Flores, author of Face Hooked, book that's coming out very soon. Face Hooked, you're going to love it. So you check that out every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Redefining Love and Relationships right here on blogtalkradio.com. What do I know about relationships and love? Find out. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Yours truly, Ron Kelly. Blogtalkradio.com. Wednesday evening, 8 o'clock. All right. Iraq is running amok. The horses have left the barn, jumped over the fence, and they're out. And we got to find a way to put them back. By the horses, I mean the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, and they're all running crazy. And people are fleeing. People are fleeing Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of folks are just getting out of there like, look, we got to go. Shiite Muslim actually is so alarmed by the Sunni insurgent gains that it might be willing to cooperate with us. You know, we've always had a problem with Shiites, but they may be willing to cooperate with the White House to help Baghdad fight back. Now, the idea is being discussed internally amongst the Islamic Republic's leadership. And the senior Iranian official, who's right next door, told Reuters, speaking on anonymity, actually, the idea is being discussed that Shiite Muslim Iran may be willing to work with the United States in order to get Baghdad back under control. Now, that would be a miracle. With all that's gone on between the United States and Iran over the years. Bad blood since the hostage situation in the 70s. Bad blood ever since, and probably before that. So Iran has become willing to work with the United States to get Baghdad back under control, because it's out of control right now. Out of control. But it won't involve troops. Won't involve troops. President Obama, who I support, has said that he wants the Iraqis to fight their own war, fight their own battle. Now, we'll help you. We'll give you, you know, strategic support and military support. I mean, not military support, not boots on the ground. We're not going to send our boys back out there fighting again. But they will, you know, we're talking about equipment and armament and these things of that nature to help them push back. Because what folks said would happen, did happen. So we had to get out of there. Because we, it, you know, 13 years in Iraq so far since 2001. It's been you know, it's been 13 years since 2001, since the invasion on America, if you will, the World Trade Center bombings. Well, takedowns. 1993 was bombing. 2001, they were successful in taking those buildings down. Because you remember, in 1993, they put the bombs during the Clinton presidency. They put the bombs in the basement in the truck, thinking that if you blew up the bottom, if you blew up the foundation of the structure, that the buildings would come down. But they didn't, because they thought they did pretty good building the foundation of the structure. So that didn't happen. So they said, okay, we'll take it from the top. And 8 years later, they took it. They took it from the top, and they were successful in taking those buildings down. Many, many thousands of lives lost. Building rebuilt since. And I remember Donald Trump wanted to put the buildings back the way they were. And I agreed. Put the same ones back where they were. Same building, same shape. I mean, you know, with up-to-date technology, because the World Trade Center has been standing there a long time, since the 70s. So, use the 21st century technology to put the buildings back. But they chose not to. And so we go into Iraq, and we were fooled into going to Iraq by George W. Bush. Tricked, bamboozled, flim-flammed into going into Iraq. We drank the Kool-Aid. Didn't have a flavor. Drank it anyway. And wound up with $2 trillion of debt and 4,000 lives lost because of some phantom WMDs, or weapons of mass destruction, I should say. Because, like I said, it's plain talk politics here on Ron Kelly's show. And folks may not know what that means. Well, it doesn't mean they're dumb. It just means that they just don't know. So weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, that we were baited into thinking were there when they really, really weren't. Poor Colin Powell, who was Secretary of State at the time, was used by the Bush administration to go to the United Nations and perpetrate this fraud on the American public. Used. Here, you make this speech. There's no basis. We have no evidence, real evidence. Let's show them some pictures. They wouldn't know. Those pictures could have been taken 20 years ago. Hey, show them this. They'll believe it. And we did. Because we were so caught up, so angry about the buildings coming down, the people jumping out of 100-story windows because the building was burning in the middle and there was no way they were going to get down to the 1,000-degree heat coming up to the tip tops of the building. Because remember, the planes hit the buildings in the middle. Jet fuel and all this stuff burning like crazy. So the people above were had no chance. There was no staircases. There was no elevator. And they were up on the, you know, 80th floor, 90th floor. So they, you know, they had no other choice. They had to jump. And we saw some of this where people were holding hands and jumping off the roof. Had no chance to live. No way in the world were they going to live if you jump off the, you know, the 90th floor. You're not going to make it. So at the time, we were caught up in that, caught up in anger, and we went for it. And here's the result, $2 trillion in debt, and $2 trillion that was spent. Over 4,000 American lives lost for nothing. So fast forward to 2014, to today, actually. Today is June 13th, 2014. And now, since we left Iraq, you know, the folks that were the evil ones, evildoers, have come forward and are wreaking havoc in the Iraq. So now we have to do something about it. President Obama made a speech today about it around noon this afternoon, noon Eastern time today. President Obama made a speech and pledged support, but not boots, no boots, armaments, technical support, teaching the Iraqi forces, you know, how to seek and destroy the enemy, but no boots. Because we don't want to go back. You know, it's 347-426-3214. You know, I don't ordinarily give this phone number out. We kind of have an understanding here on Ron Kelly's show, but I'll do it today. 347-426-3214. 347-426-3214. Now, so no boots. No boots on the ground. We'll give you the other stuff, but we won't give you any boots. Because, you know, we don't want to go back. We don't want to put our people back there. They're already saying that the president didn't keep his word with Obamacare or the ACA. He didn't keep his word, so they're saying. So we don't need another he didn't keep his word move by the Republicans and the conservatives and the right-wing Tea Party. So, just a waste of time from the beginning. A waste. Should have never went in the first place. Now we're stuck with it. This is what happened. Now we're stuck with it. Because everybody knew that once we left, that the insurgents and the Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, would go hog wild, and they have. So, you know, we're stuck with Iraq. And some folks were saying that we will never leave, and that might be true. We'll always be involved in Iraq in some way, form or fashion, for years. Maybe in the year 2114, we'll still be there trying to get things straight. 100 years from now, when military technology will be far advanced than what it is today, and we'll still be there trying to figure out what to do. Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. You know what we do. We do our thing here every Friday afternoon. It's 4 p.m. Those of you who are listening already know that. But, hey, you know what? Text a friend, tell a friend. Listen, we got something here that you may have never heard. So check it out. It's the Ron Kelly Show. This guy, you know, he may have an unorthodox way of doing things, but he tells the truth. See, that's what I want to do, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell the truth. Because many folks don't. So you just want to tell the truth here on the Ron Kelly Show. Tell the truth. Shout out to Eric Moriarty, a conservative, if you will. Met on LinkedIn, Eric Moriarty. Shout out to him. He's a management and marketing consultant. He works in the media. So shout out to you, Eric. If you're listening, thank you for listening to the program. See, the liberals, we're peaceful people. We don't like to start fights and arguments and trouble. Like Eric and I had a great conversation. He's a conservative, and I'm not. And we had a great conversation. I mean, what we did was we voiced our views, and at the end of the day, we shook hands and gave respect to each other, which is what you're supposed to do. So maybe we'll send Eric a Ron Kelly Show gift pack. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll send the olive branch out across the aisle. And we'll send Eric. I'll get his information next time I talk to him. We'll send Eric Moriarty a Ron Kelly Show gift pack. Ron Kelly Show gift pack consists of a tote bag, nice roomy tote bag. And it's either or. A woman can carry it or a man can carry it. It's not, I would say it's unisex. Well, some people don't like to hear that phrase, but yeah, a tote bag, a Ron Kelly Show keychain, and an ink pen. It's a Ron Kelly Show gift pack. I think we'll start sending those out. If you email me at rkellytalk@aol.com, that's rkellytalk@aol.com. Email me, rkellytalk@aol.com. We'll send you a Ron Kelly Show gift pack consisting of what I just said. Free of charge. Free of charge. But you can always go to the Ron Kelly Show merchandise page as well. We'll get something going. We'll pull some things out of the prize closet, and we'll start distributing them to the masses, liberals, progressives, Democrats. Not the Democrat Party. Like some folks like to say, and they're all, sucking up to that Democrat Party because they want to be like number one. I'll call them Democrat Party. No, it's a Democratic Party. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. In any case, so we've got to be more involved. We got to turn around and not go back to Iraq, but we've got to be involved. We have to. In the next segment, we'll talk about Sergeant Bergdahl and the controversy surrounding him. He's supposed to be on his way back here to the good old United States of America. He's supposed to be back here, and the fallout from that, from the trade of five Taliban insurgents for his release. Some folks liked it, some didn't. Also, the Hillary Clinton mud machine is in full, fueled up, plenty of dirt inside of it, and the Republicans and the conservatives are ready to go. Even aired a anti-Clinton commercial during Mrs. Clinton's television interview with Diane Sawyer last week. Aired a commercial during her interview about her book that she's coming out with. So how afraid are the Republicans of Hillary Clinton? Very afraid. We'll talk about that, too, in the next break. And we'll take your calls if you care to. 347-426-3214, 347-426-3214. It's the home of Progressive Talk Radio. This is The Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. Blogoreal.com. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com. does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkittPromotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkittPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything, at a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's the home of progressiveness. The home of liberalism. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Democrat Party. Democrat Party. Oh, boy, where do they find these people? Anyway, it's the Democratic Party. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And I support. I'm a liberal. And I'm proud to say I'm a liberal. Absolutely proud. It's nothing to be ashamed of, folks. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't let the Republicans and the conservatives make you have you think that you're actually a proponent of socialism. Really? That you want to take from the rich and give to the poor? That's absurd. Ron Kelly Show blows up and goes nationwide, and I get as rich as number one rich Rush Limbaugh. You think I want somebody to come and take my money? Heck no. No. With the other radio personalities, well, I'm supposed to give my money to the other radio personalities who didn't make it? No, not at all. It's absurd. Socialism. That's the fear-mongering. That's what the Republicans do as well, the fear-mongering. Socialism. Stalinism. Hitler. It was Lyndon LaRouche, the psychopath. Psychopathic idiot, Lyndon LaRouche. With his absurd assertions that President Obama is somehow linked to Adolf Hitler. It's just absurd. Scary. You want somebody like that in the White House? Not me. Yikes. But in any case, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Humid in New Jersey, where the Ron Kelly Show originates. Humid, like a Miami evening. Speaking of Miami, who's getting their their proverbial butts handed to them by the San Antonio Spurs, 3-1, in the finals going on right now, 3-1. Spurs whomped them in their own hometown twice, once by 19 points, the next night by 21 points. Whomped, stomped the big three, James, Bosh, and Wade. Well, it's the big 2.5 because Wade doesn't look too good right now. Those knees are giving him problems. He's got knees of a 60-year-old right now. In any case, once again, thank you for joining me. I can't thank you enough for joining me here on The Ron Kelly Show. Facebook page is The Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's The Ron Kelly Show. Stitcher.com features past episodes of The Ron Kelly Show you want to catch up. And also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com / Ron Kelly Show, and you can pull up old, well, I don't want to say old, but archived shows featuring you, me, yours truly. Ron Kelly, back in the AHL, once again, the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so let's move on to, let me say this first. Violent school shootings are becoming a way of life in America. Way Life, another one. And there'll be another one. And there'll be another one. This was 77, I believe it was. Correct me if I'm wrong. 77 school shootings since big one in Connecticut. Newtown. 77 shootings since Newtown. Newtown didn't happen that long ago. Where this psycho went into the school and massacred a bunch of little school kids. And there's been more than 70 school shootings since Newtown, which only happened a couple years ago. It's becoming, you know, just like going to the Starbucks. Just these school shootings. And tragically enough, in Newark, I'll get to it in a second, ladies and gentlemen. Tragically in Newark, a 15-year-old was found murdered, execution style. 15 years old, a high school freshman, murdered. Newark, New Jersey. The gun violence is out of control, but the NRA, oh no, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, too many people are killing people. And something needs to be done about this soon. Now, do I think that there should be more enforcement? Or they, to a degree. It's mental health. This country has a big mental health issue. There's lots of people running around here stark, raving, mad, crazy. The correction system, the jail system, is the biggest insane asylum there is. Because when they arrest people for being crazy, they put them in jail. They don't treat them. Give them a few pills, let them out, and they go run amok, kill somebody, push somebody off the train tracks, bash them over the head with a brick. Because these people are hearing voices and they have serious mental issues, but nobody's doing anything about it. See, there should have been a mental health plan. Because people out there, you don't know if the person next to you in the cubicle next to you might be a psychopath. You don't know. You don't know who's on the edge. Someone was saved from jumping off the George Washington Bridge just today. George Washington Bridge is the busiest bridge in America. Someone just today was saved by a biker. Someone who was riding a bike across the George Washington Bridge happened to come upon a person who was standing on the ledge, ready to go. And if you jump off the George Washington Bridge, it's over for you. Because it's hundreds of feet down to the water surface. And, you know, from that height, water is just like, it's like a sidewalk when you hit it. Same difference. And people are nuts. A lot of people out here are crazy and nothing's being done about it. So we need to approach this thing. You don't know who's who. That's why when I go to a restaurant, I sit facing the door. I want to see who's coming through that door. And what chance do I have of getting out of there? So I never, ever, when I go to a restaurant, sit with my back to the door. No. I sit to the front, and I try to get a window. I want to see what's going on outside. I want to see if there's a car about to barrel through the window so I can grab whoever I'm with and move out of the way. I want to see if some psychopath is going to walk in there with a submachine gun and take the dining crowd out. This is the world we live in today. People are crazy, and something needs to be done about it. Okay, the Hillary Clinton machine, how afraid are the Republicans of Hillary Clinton? Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. And they are very afraid of Hillary Clinton. Because they know. Hillary Clinton will win. You know, Governor Christie, Chris Bridgegate Christie, was asked on the Jimmy Kimmel show the other night, last night I believe it was, could he win? Could he beat Hillary Clinton? She says, yes, I could. Very quite confidently. Please, please, Chris Christie. You can lose all the weight in the world. You can go to the gym and look like Schwarzenegger used to. You're still not going to win. So forget it. So I understand you want to say that because the party is backing you and all. You know, as I predicted, he's not going to run. That was my prediction. He's not going to run. Too much baggage. He's not going to run. That's my prediction. So at some point, he'll get out. If he does get in, at some point, he'll get out before the general election. Anyway, so the Clinton mud machine is in full force because Hillary Clinton did an interview with Diane Sawyer the other night on ABC. And we know who did it. There was an anti-Clinton ad. Now, why do you think that the conservatives would run an anti-Clinton ad during her interview? See, because they are, somebody came up with this bright idea. Say, you know what? Let's start attacking her now. She hasn't even, it doesn't matter that she hasn't declared, that she said she wouldn't do it until at least 6 months from now. That doesn't matter to them. Because that's what they do, attack. Instead of me doing better, I'll make you look worse than me. Instead of embracing immigration reform and some of the things that the mainstream Americans are thinking about, oh, no, we can't do that. That's why Eric Cantor lost. That's why Eric Cantor lost. When he was mum during those negotiations. So here we have a conservative idea and a conservative commercial, anti-Clinton commercial, during her interview for a book that she just wrote. Oh, because Hillary Clinton said that her and her husband were broke when they left the White House. They were. I mean, they might not have. See, there's different standards of being broke. Ladies and gentlemen, there's different ways to be broke. All right, you can be the average person and be broke. when Donald Trump, for example, went bankrupt, he was broke. That was his version of being broke. Yeah, he was a multi-zillionaire casino owner. You see, what she meant, they owed more money than what they had. Their debts far outweighed their assets. So now you're broke. You're broke. It's not like not having any money in your pocket like the average American or the person has to sit at the kitchen table and figure out what they're going to do. No, there's different ways of being broke. She was broke in her way. That way, where they had $1 million and they owed out nine. So you're broke. But no, the Republicans want to turn it around and make it seem like she's out of touch with... He was the governor of Arkansas. Now, I'm sure that they probably are very clear on what broke is, being the, because Arkansas, Arkansas wasn't the there's no Magnificent Mile in Arkansas. Many of the people there were broke. Not broke, not really broke, not bankruptcy broke. So now the Republicans are coming out and they're trying to make a big stink about what Hillary said. Oh, she's out of touch with Americans. She wasn't broke. Yes, she was. But they're going to grab on any little thing they can to try to knock Hillary Clinton down now, before she even enters the ring, before she even gets into the ring. So they're fighting in the back room. She's not even in the building. Hasn't declared. But this is what they do. They're masters of deception. So we're going to hear a lot over the next 6 months about Hillary Clinton and her time. Not necessarily as a senator from New York, but it wasn't much going on when she was a senator in New York. Nothing really happened there. But as her term as Secretary of State is going to be picked apart. Benghazi. That's all you're going to hear. Benghazi. Why didn't she do anything? Why did she let the ambassador and his three assistants die? Why didn't they respond? Because they can't go after Obama. I mean, Obama's finished. That's it. It's a wrap. He's got another 2 years. He's gone. That's it. See ya. 2017, he'll be moving out. Because some people probably think, like, well, how do they move the president? You know, when the president goes to the inaugural, his stuff is moved to wherever he's moving to. And the president-elect things are moved in. On the day of the inauguration, the new president stuff is moved in, the old president stuff is moved out on that day. So, because when the president leaves for the inauguration, he's not coming back to my house. That's it. He's going to wherever he's supposed to live. So that's the way it goes. And so when Hillary Clinton wins, she and Bill Clinton will be the first man in history, and Hillary Clinton will be the first female president of the United States of America. The Republicans are attacking already, knocking Hillary Clinton down. They don't want her to win. Of course they don't want her to win. And she's a threat. See, they're tipping their hand. They're tipping their hand. They're showing the world. And don't give me that CPAC or whatever, you know, political action committee, because they produced a commercial and aired it, paid for it. And yeah, right. It was a Republican move. It was a Democrat. It's a Republican. It's a conservative move. Don't give me that crap about, PACs and it had nothing to do with the Republicans. Please. I mean, how stupid do you think we are? So the attacks, and you're going to hear a lot of that in the next 6 months. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. That's all you're going to hear. But don't fall for that, liberals, Democrats, progressives. Don't fall for that. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. I personally support Hillary Clinton for president. As, yes, indeed. It's time that a woman should be in the White House. And Hillary Clinton has the pedigree. She has the experience. She was the first lady for 8 years. She wasn't just hosting Easter egg hunts every year. The first lady is intricately involved in, maybe not, I think that every wife winds up being an advisor, a White House advisor, every wife. Because you come home at night, you know, you're going to talk about these things. And like the Obamas, for example, you know, Michelle Obama's a very intelligent woman. But I'm sure that, I don't think the president shares state secrets or whatever, but I'm sure that the president and first lady discuss pending legislation, issues, or problems in the United States. I'm sure they talk about that. So Hillary Clinton has a lot of experience. She was first lady for 8 years. She was a senator for 4 years. She was the Secretary of State of the United States of America for 4 years. She ran the State Department. So she has the pedigree, and she has the experience to be president. But no, she doesn't, according to the Republicans. Benghazi, look what she did. No, she didn't step up to the plate. She didn't send the security forces when she should have. Look what happened. The place got overrun because she didn't do what she was supposed to do. So she caused the deaths of the Libyan ambassador along with three members of the staff. You're going to see a lot of video of that embassy up in flames. You're going to see a lot. But don't fall for it. Don't fall for that. Don't let the Republicans pull the wool over your eyes. Don't let the conservatives, the Sheldon Adelsons and the Koch brothers, shelling out millions and zillions of dollars to try to trick you into thinking that something is wrong with Hillary Clinton and her judgment. There is not anything wrong with her or her judgment. So don't fall for it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't fall for the three-card Monty. The Republicans are famous for doing. Stand your ground. And I don't mean that way, like the laws in Florida. Don't shoot anybody, but stand your ground. Stand your ground. And be proud to be a liberal. All right, we're going to break out of here. Thank you so much for joining me. We're just about out of time. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it. And we'll see you back here next Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourselves. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but you know what? Together, we can certainly have it all. So thank you so much, everybody. I'm out the door.